Hello and welcome to episode 822 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Monday, March 4th, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with the great saint and doctor of the church, Alphonsus Liguori's Monday prayer to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain holy perseverance. O Queen of Heaven, I, who was once a miserable slave of Lucifer, now dedicate myself to thee, to be thy servant forever. I offer myself to honor thee and serve thee during my whole life. Do thou accept me and refuse me not as I should deserve. O my mother, in thee have I placed all my hopes. From thee do I expect every grace. I bless and thank God, who in his mercy has given me this confidence in thee, which I consider a pledge of my salvation. Alas, miserable wretch that I am, I have hitherto fallen, because I have not had recourse to thee. I now hope that through the merits of Jesus Christ and thy prayers I have obtained pardon. But I may again lose divine grace. The danger is not past. My enemies do not sleep. How many new temptations have I still to conquer? Ah, my most sweet lady, protect me, and permit me not again to become their slave. Help me at all times. I know that thou wilt help me, and that with thy help I shall conquer, if I recommend myself to thee. But this is what I fear. I fear that in time of danger I may neglect to call upon thee and thus be lost. I ask thee then for this grace. Obtain that in the assaults of hell I may always have recourse to thee, saying, Mary, help me. My mother, permit me not to lose my God. Today, friends, we return to fisheaters.com, the excellent traditional Catholic website. Meditations and Readings for Lent by another great saint and doctor of the church, the angelic doctor, in fact, St. Thomas Aquinas. This is for the third Monday in Lent, and the title is The Passion of Christ Has Delivered Us from the Devil. St. Thomas begins by saying, Our Lord said, as his passion drew near, Now shall the princes of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself. John 12:31-32. He was lifted up from the earth by his passion on the cross. Therefore, by that passion, the devil was driven out from his dominion over men. With reference to that power, which before the passion of Christ, the devil used to exercise over mankind, three things are to be borne in mind. Number one, man had by his sin earned for himself enslavement to the devil, for it was by the devil's temptation that he had been overcome. So in other words, friend, that's what we deserve. That's what we've earned. It's inherited from the sins of our first parents, Adam and Eve. And of course, we compound that through our own sinfulness. Sin is vile. It's despicable in the eyes of God. And really, it's insane because it's the only thing that will separate us from the Lord. It's why Jesus came, to save us from our sins. If we can't understand that, then we're kind of missing the whole point about why he came and the whole point of our existence. Just to overcome our sinful inclinations, to love God with the entirety of our heart, mind, and strength, to love our neighbor as ourselves. As we've said before, life is not easy, but it is simple, and we have to stick to the basics. Number two, God, whom man in sinning had offended, had by his justice abandoned man to the enslavement of the devil. So everyone, until our Lord comes, until he's born in Bethlehem and goes about his ministry, the state of man is perilous, to say the least, because that is what man deserves because of sin. If we can't understand the sin problem, can't understand life, The good news is our Lord came to save us from our sins. But if there's good news, then obviously there's bad news. The bad news is if we stay on the wide path, which Jesus warns us about, that ultimately leads to perdition. That leads to separation from the Lord. Jesus comes to save us from that. Number three, the devil, by his own most wicked will, stood in the way of man's achieving his salvation. But all of that takes place, and all of this is taking place, under the gaze of our Lord. He permits evil to happen in order to draw a greater good from it. He permits us to be tempted to build up our spiritual muscles, as it were. This life is a testing ground, in a way, a proving ground. What are we made of? Are we going to turn away from our sins and turn toward the Lord, or are we going to wallow in them like a pig wallowing in its own filth? God uses the demons for his own designs in his infinite wisdom. And once again, everything goes back to our Lord's crucifixion. The seemingly worst thing that could ever happen in the history of the world, deicide, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity being humiliated, tortured, and crucified. What does our Heavenly Father do with that? He takes it, and in the ultimate move of spiritual jujitsu of all time, the gates of heaven are opened for us. We're purchased by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ if we respond to his grace and are willing to repent and believe in the gospel. So there's nothing that can ever happen in this life that should make us crestfallen, that should make us lose hope. Because God is using everything to build us up. And he's always bearing your crosses with you. Ask him for the strength to persevere to the end, like he did. He is the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, like St. Paul says. St. Thomas continues by saying, with regard to the first point, the passion of Christ set man free from the devil's power, because the passion of Christ brought about the forgiveness of sins. As to the second point, the passion delivered man from the devil, because it brought about a reconciliation between God and man. As to the third point, the passion of Christ freed us from the devil's power, because in his action during the passion, the devil overreached himself. He went beyond the limits of the power over men allowed to him by God when he plotted the death of Christ, upon whom, since he was without sin, there laid no debt payable by death. Whence St. Augustine's words, the devil was overcome by the justice of Christ. In him, the devil found nothing that deserved death, but nonetheless, he slew him. And it was but just that those debtors that the devil detained should go free, since they believed in him whom, though he was under no bond to him, the devil had slain. Those are the words of St. Augustine. The devil still continues to exercise a power over men. He can, God permitting it, tempt them in soul and in body. There is, however, made available for man a remedy in the passion of Christ, by means of which he can defend himself against these attacks, so that they do not lead him into the destruction of eternal death. Likewise, all those who before the passion of Christ resisted the devil had derived their power to resist from the passion, although the passion had not yet been accomplished. But in one point, none of those who lived before the passion had been able to escape the hand of the devil. Namely, they all had to go down into hell, a thing from which, since the passion, all men can, by his power, defend themselves. God also allows the devil to deceive men in certain persons, times, and places, according to the hidden character of his designs. Such, for example, will be Antichrist. But there always remains, and for the age of Antichrist too, a remedy prepared for man through the passion of Christ, a power of protecting himself against the wickedness of the devils. The fact that there are some who neglect to make use of this remedy does not lessen the efficacy of the passion of Christ. That ends the meditation for today. Jesus, my friends, is the answer to all of the world's problems. I was reading a biography of Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre, and it was talking about one of his professors when he was in seminary in Rome, basically doing nothing in delivering his talks to his students, but speaking of the Lord and his life and what he did and how magnificent this preaching was, because he was focusing on our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the answer to all of our problems. When we get away from that in the spiritual realm, and we have, unfortunately, in the church in the last 50, 60, 70 years, and we begin to talk about other things and focus on other stuff, focus too much on the world, and our catechesis, our evangelization, our apologetics are no longer Christocentric, but they're humanist, they're secularized. So much the worse for the church and the world. There's been far too much accommodation for worldly thinking in Catholicism. It's not the world that's supposed to move the church. It's exactly the other way around. And we need to get back to that. How do we get back to that? We focus on Jesus. And some critics of the church, Protestants and others, might say, well, you Catholics are always focusing on the Blessed Mother. That's taking away from our Lord. Not in the least. Our Lady says, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Everything she does to the nth degree is to magnify the Lord, is to lead souls to him. What does she say at Cana? Do whatever he tells you. And what does Jesus want? He's the best son there could possibly be. No one keeps the commandments better than him. What's the fourth commandment? Honor thy father and thy mother. He wants Our Lady to be honored. So the more we make of Our Lady, the more we make of our Lord. The more we love the Blessed Mother, the more we're going to love our Lord Jesus Christ. Do whatever he tells you. Those words echo down throughout the ages. So let's love the Blessed Mother. Let's pray the rosary every single day. And the more we love her, the more we're going to love God. The same can be said for all of the saints. In their own way, in their own time, in their own circumstances, they were all magnifying the Lord. They got out of their own way, as it were. They responded to his grace, and they magnified him. And they're leading all of us who have a devotion to these saints, asking for their intercession. Ultimately, the goal, the focus is all on him. It's all on Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Blessed Mother, I love you. Saint Joseph, I love you. All you angels and saints, I love you. Please pray for us. And let's pray now for the conversion of the Jews. O God, who dost also manifest thy omnipotence by mercy and compassion, listen to the prayers we offer up for the enlightenment of the unbelieving, perfidious Jews, that they may acknowledge the light of thy truth, which is Christ, and may be saved from their blindness. Grant, we beseech thee, all-powerful God, that the remnant of the Jewish people may walk in the way of salvation, and by following the preaching of the blessed John, thy precursor, they may safely come to him whom he foretold, Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord. Amen. Let us conclude, friends, by mentioning Helping Autism through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org, halo-soma.org. Also, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. RPM is an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was about 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now we know she is a skilled poet, composer, very gifted in regards to mathematics. She even knows foreign languages. What RPM is doing is taking non-speakers out of the prison of silence that they're in, getting them into the world of open communication where they rightfully belong. This has been as massive a breakthrough in terms of being able to communicate as sign language has been for the deaf. You can also point to Braille in terms of being able to read for the blind. But you can't use a tool unless you know about it. Communication is a human right. We need to get this tool into the families of non-speakers so they can use it. Thank you so much for your efforts in this noble endeavor. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. Please say an Ave Maria for yours truly, and I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye, and God love you.